So how would you handle, you know, if you did a project and you collected the data and the data itself showed that it didn't show what you had hoped it was or that what you thought it would show? And, you know, the big thing that there wasn't a statistical difference in significance, say, between two groups. So what kind of suggestions would you have to handle that?
If I still believe my initial premise and just think I didn't collect the data in the right way or I didn't apply my analysis in the best way, I would probably be suggesting that in the discussion section that in future projects, this needs to be emphasized, or data should be collected from larger groups, or we should have narrower conditions for how this is collected. I mean, if you still think the basic hypothesis is true, the lack of clear evidence doesn't mean it's not true, right?
Right.
But also, you know, it should be honest in discussion section. So if it doesn't say the thing that I thought I was going to see, my view is that that's still useful data, right?
Sure.
This is what we were analyzing. This is what we see. There might be better ways to analyze than we happen to use here. I've been in projects that were university-wide assessment projects about student learning. We all thought that if they did this, then there would be amazing results. And then we do the study, and there are results that are hopeful, but not amazing and not statistically significant. So we have to go back to, all right, we can't make the claims that adding this now suddenly transforms student learning. Okay. It may help in these conditions, but that doesn't mean we're going to stop trying to find out how to improve student learning.